What does that mean? I don't know. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you
do. Are you not an inquisitive person? Like, do you keep asking a question? Like, are you like a but why? Or are you just kind of like a, okay, whatever?
I am a but why on some things, but when it comes to, like, people's, you know, personal lives and stuff and, like, what they're telling me, I'm not like a, oh, but why? Or like, oh, tell me more. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
Do you consider yourself a nosy person?
I'm not going to say, like, I'm nosy, like, I need to know every single detail, but, like, let's say there's a fight outside, I'm definitely going to want to know why they're fighting outside. Like, I'm not that a nosy person, but I'm also not somebody to go digging for fucking cheesemans. Like, that's not me. But do I love a good cheesemans? Yes.
Explain cheesemans.
Cheesemans is, like, gossip, but, like, the good stuff. Like, give it to me. Don't. Cheesemans is the other, is, like, the, you know, Hispanic way of saying, or at least, like, for us. Like gossip, like cheese man.
Yeah.
What's a cheese man? Tell me. tell me.
I did start recording, so we're gonna hope that our mic
is working. Let's hope.
Fuck it.
It might not. I might sound terrible, but I don't understand why it always, like, you just always sound better than I do.
Okay. That seemed very accusatory. That seemed very rude and, like, pointed, I want to say.
Do you feel attacked? I'm not attacking, I'm just saying. If anybody else agrees with me, let's point it out.
That's so rude.
Sounds a lot better than I do.
You have a voice that doesn't adhere to the podcast.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
So I don't have, you know, when people are like, oh, you have a voice for radio. I don't have a voice for radio.
You have a face for radio.
Oh, you have a face for radio.
That's a mean, that's an insult.
Oh, I thought it was like a voice.
No.
Oh, it doesn't make more sense.
A face for radio because like, you're not like good enough to be on camera.
Yeah, but like, you're still cool, but like not.
No, bitch, it's meant as an insult.
But they're still saying you could do something. They're not saying like your whole fucking... You know what you wanted to do. You're just not going to be on camera.
I like that now. You're very glass half full in this situation. Like, if someone came up to you and you were like, oh, you have a podcast? You have a voice for radio.
Thanks, man.
Or like, sorry, you have a face for radio. Damn it.
You're like, thanks, man. You should really listen. I'm always a glass half full kind of.
No, yeah. You're not.
Yes, I am. Always. When am I not looking at like, the bright side of things?
Mm-hmm.
Only when I'm super depressed. But that, even then. Even then, I try to, you know, always look at the positive of things. You can't focus on the negative, guys. They bring me down.
They bring you down. We should maybe introduce this.
Welcome to
the podcast.
I thought you were going to go first.
You went first last time, so I was going to let you go first.
Oh, then wouldn't that mean you go first since I went first already?
Guys, we did start smoking already. If this is your first time, we are the Problematic Potheads. She removed the joint to say that on cue. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm Amanda Morones, at Amanda Oding on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. I usually spell it out, but she makes fun of me, so I'm not going to do it.
I don't make fun of you.
Like, and I'm here with
Maria, and my stuff on the internet is Maria's a Rebel.
She has a great name. You know, it did change because of this podcast. I went back and listened to the first one, and you tried to do your Twitter name, and no one understood the first time. And I was like, yeah. Why isn't it just, like, Rebel?
Well,
and
because, then, see, Jess thought that was
what I it thought was, that's what it was.
But it really wasn't. It was just my first name, my middle name. Like, my first name, the first three of my middle name, like, the first three letters of my middle name, and the first three letters of my last name.
You're giving a lot away right now.
People don't know my name.
You never say your last name.
That's what my last, well, I mean.
Technically,
but it's on, I feel like, my Instagram.
All your stuff, yeah. It is.
My last name?
Dun, dun, dun. Do you ever worry, because we talked about this on one of our earlier episodes, but we haven't brought it up in a while. Do you ever worry that, like, your boss is going to find it, or, like, would he care? Like, they care?
I've already blocked them, so.
Really? You went and found them?
I went and I found them, and I blocked them, just to be safe, even though, like, all my social stuff is on a different last name than all of my legal stuff, I still blocked them, because because you never know. Like, if one of them was suggested to me, and I was like, oh, no, that can't happen. Because it's, like, contacts, suggested contacts, yeah. And I'm like, ooh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want you. Isn't that
so? We were having this conversation at work the other day, because obviously, like, I work on the internet. Yeah. And so it's completely different. Like, some of the people, you know, at work we talk about it, and I'm like, hey, like, in my Twitter bio, I have, like, all opinions here expressed are kind of my own, you know, kind of thing. Because if I say something political or news-related, yeah. like, it doesn't mean that I wish people understood that that doesn't mean that bleeds into the content. We're still a team, right, yeah. you know? But yeah, so it's like, I have that, but anyone who doesn't particularly want people seeing what they are tweeting for their own private. Personal reasons or whatever, they just want their privacy, they private their account.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's not weird, but it's interesting to see who in the realm, like, has separate accounts for different things. And, like, you know, because it's, like, obviously, like, Phil has a personal Facebook that he doesn't use, but I'm friends with him, you know, like, we're friends with him on Facebook, but he never uses it, but it's, like, I help run his Facebook page, and it's, like, his persona or his public Facebook page is very different than, like, his
personal.
Yeah. And I know people who do that, and then I know people who just have one, but, like, put it on private, and a lot of people think you're, like, hiding something or some shit, and I'm, like, no, we're just, like, we're in this weird age of, like, open availability,
or like you're able to see
everything and like comment on everyone's life on the internet if you put it out there.
Yeah,
it's like a two-way street of like you put it out there because you're like, oh, this is fun or whatever, but then you in putting it out there, people think there's this
opinion,
or there kind of is this social contract
to an opinion because you put it out there.
Yeah, they're like, well, if you didn't want an opinion on your outfit, you shouldn't have uploaded it, you know, kind of thing. And it's so weird. I think it's a catch-22 for me. I go round and round and round because it's like, we were talking about this yesterday. We were watching Shrill. Well, we're watching Shrill on Hulu. And for those, we always do a movie, TV, whatever, recommend.
Definitely
so Shrill.
Watch it.
Definitely watch it. But it's like really heavy about a bigger girl on the internet. She's a writer.
Yeah.
On a website or for a publication. And there's this episode where they tell her to check the comments and stuff, and they're commenting, but they're not commenting on her work. They're commenting on her weight and her as a person. So it's like a lot of people, it's that whole, I mean, again, a roundabout thing of free speech. Is it free speech or is it hate speech? Is hate speech free speech? You know, it's just like, it's wild because we're in this weird time where it's like, you should be able to say anything you want, but you should know the difference of what you should say and not say to other human beings. And then people are like, including me, are like, okay, but isn't it better that they're saying it out loud so you can be like, hey, you're shit, don't do that. You know, like, but then you're judging people. So it's wild. It's like this weird conundrum of like putting your shit on the internet. So I always like asking because you're in a completely different realm than me. And I literally feel like I'm stuck in it all the time, but you're just like, no, block them and do what I want on social, right?
Yeah,
like, that's kind of your...
That's it. Block them. You don't get to see. Like, done. Like, you'll never find me, sir. Unless you start another account, then I gotta go find that one. But, yeah. No, I mean, that's my personal time. That's not, like, when I'm working. I'm working when I'm in the office.
Yeah.
Make sure I, like, check my social or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like work is work, and that's separate than my personal life, because if I had them both together, that would not be fun, because then I'd always feel like I'm working, and I don't want to always feel like I'm working.
Yeah.
I want to feel like I go to work, I get my shit done, and then I go and I have my free time. Like, work is not going to take over my life. No.
Damn. Just too real.
I know, because you are completely the opposite, where your job kind of takes over your whole fucking life. And you're super stressed all the time, where I'm just like, nah.
Like, your person at like 5 p.m. leaves it at the door.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If there was an emergency and
then
they had to text
it.
You, yeah. But like, you're pretty much like, bye.
Bye. Yeah. 5 o'clock hits, I'm out. Peace. Thank you. Text me if you need anything. Even like when I call in sick or I'm on vacation or anything. Oh, if I'm on vacation, definitely not even looking at my phone. But if I call in sick because I'm not feeling well, I'll still tell them you can reach me by email. And I'll keep my phone close to me and I'll check
my
email.
Yeah, like if there's something that you weren't expecting to be out and couldn't cover.
Yeah.
But vacation, usually you're like, I've prepped, I'm
out. I'm not even checking that email. Like, I don't check my email, come back to like 1,000 emails. Like, I'm not, no. That's my free time. Definitely not cutting into that. Like, I took time for this, so don't cut into my time because I'm not getting paid extra for that. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
Bye. Leave me a message.
Damn, we did a terrible job of introducing this, but we're only 10 minutes in, so
oh,
we're great.
Oh, wow, we talk so fast.
We talk so fast. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
if you're new here, which welcome. Hi, hello. Hi. We are the Problematic Potheads. We are two roommates who met on Craigslist.
Didn't we say this?
We didn't. We just said like welcome to the podcast and gave our Twitter handles. It's not even the one for the podcast, which is at Not Broad
like
City.
We said potheads. Because I took my
we said the name.
No. I thought we introduced the whole thing. Whoopsies.
Rewind. Anyways, we decided we smoke a lot of weed and we have a lot of problems, so we decided to put a mic between us and talk. We always start out, which 10 minutes in, with what we're smoking. So we're smoking Clementine. We've been smoking Clementine Alchemy and Blue Dream. And I think this is kind of a mix.
No, I think, okay, well, the joint when I put this down, the joint that was facing me was Blue Dream and the joint that was facing you was Clementine. But then it got moved around. So I don't know.
You don't know what we're smoking.
I don't know. I mean, I know one of them is Blue Dream and one of them is Clementine.
I think I have Blue Dream.
Mine smells like weed.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That's my favorite thing. So yeah, that's what we're smoking. If you're just tuning in or you're a longtime listener, hi, hello, we love you. We've been doing better about doing things weekly, and we didn't have one last week, and I was pretty honest on Twitter. That's why we kind of tell you to follow us, because that's where we communicate with
the most
people, in general, even each other. Yeah. I've been, like, going through some of my own shit with work and personal stuff, and I was just, like, I threw out my back last week, and I literally, like, couldn't stand or walk, and Maria was just like, dude, like, if we don't need to record this week, we don't have to record this week. She had to tell me, like, it's not
big of a deal. Yeah. And I think I see her get stressed out. She's like talking about everything she has to do. She's like, and we gotta record. And I was like, yo, bro, like, chill.
We don't wanna not do it. We wanna hold ourselves accountable and stuff.
You don't also have to overstress yourself, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, take care of number one, or else. I was going to say, I don't know, like, none of the other ones
we were taken care
of.
That's wild. We were talking about that at lunch today, too, because I got this weird text from my mom during lunch. And then, okay, let me read this to you, okay? I read it to Brian and them, and I was like, if you ever fucking got this text from your mom, like, just in the middle of lunch, and it was a group text, too, to, like, me and my sister and my brother. And it says, Dad is experiencing swelling and bleeding in his eyes. And as a result of his diabetes, he's being treated, and I'll keep you posted. Just wanted y'all to be aware. In, like, the middle of my day, this was 3:17 p.m. So I was
like, how are you not going to worry? Like, even
I sent this laundry list of, like, what does that mean? What is he being treated for? How is it being treated? Is it affecting his vision? I have all these questions. And she starts kind of answering. And my dad's been having some really bad health problems, you know, and so it's been wearing on me. So, like, to get that text in the middle of the day, but it was that thing of just, like,
excuse me?
What?
What?
And we were talking about it, and I realized, like, I mean, I've always known, but I am such my father's daughter. Like, I'm very much a mix of both of my parents.
Yeah.
And I grew up more like my dad, and then my older age, I'm more like my mom. But I still have, like, the stubbornness of my dad. And, like, that's what I was trying to get to, because you were like, go to the doctor for your back. Or you were like, take medicine. Or, like, go lay down. Or, like, we don't have to record. And I just, like, keep going. And at lunch today, we were talking about it. It's like, my dad walked with, like, this problem. Like, he had this problem with his foot. He walked on it without telling my mom and, like, really showcased, like, telling anybody.
Yeah.
He was just handling it on his own. Probably, like, a month too long. And it, like, caused him a lot of health problems.
Yeah, because he was, like, just putting it off. Yeah, if you would have addressed the problem to begin with, you wouldn't have the issues that you now have. But I could see how, you know, I could see.
Does that sound like me?
Yeah, it does sound like you.
That's so rude.
I was like, I could see how your dad would do that because it sounds just like you, like. Yeah,
because
I could see you doing some shit like that where it's just like, oh, this hurts, but I'm just going to fucking ignore it and just keep on moving. I mean, I do the same thing. Like, I'm not one to talk. There's shit that I need to go to the doctor for, too, that I just don't.
Can we talk about how this motherfucking girl has never been to the optometrist?
We already talked about that in a whole other episode.
I'm going to bring it up again for a new crowd. We have to shame her on social. She cannot see. She has headaches all the time.
I do not have headaches all the time.
She has migraines all the time.
I get migraines, but I get migraines because of my periods, because of my hormones.
Mm-hmm. And you know what doesn't help? Straining on your eyes. blue light, which you sit in front of a computer all day.
I mean, yeah, these are all things, of course.
And they affect your vision. That's why, like, all IT people and everything wear fucking glasses.
I just feel like I could see. You know, like, I am not having trouble seeing right
like,
now.
What?
Like, everything looks clear. Like, nothing looks blurry.
That's not true. She was trying to read something on the TV the other day, and you were squinting.
Okay. No, I wasn't. It also wasn't a sign on the TV that was further, you know, in the lens. Like, was it up close? Like, I don't believe it.
I feel like you need to
first
go to the
all,
eye doctor.
First of all, I feel like it's a lie. Like, I don't believe that story. Gosh, ah! Don't believe that story. I don't believe it.
That's not how it works.
I don't believe
I
that
seen
story.
It.
No, only one person.
With my contacts. I seen it.
No.
Would you ever get LASIK?
I would 1,000% like that.
Oh
so
my
quick.
God! Damn, I've been thinking about it again lately, but I am terrified I'm gonna be that like 0.0001% that they fucking blind, and then I'm like, oh, I just should have worn contacts.
Oh my God! Okay, also I feel like that happens. You know,
it does happen.
Because I worked a long time ago, I was working with this girl, and I was, like, right around the time that I was going to get my wisdom teeth taken out, so I was super freaking out because, you know, wisdom teeth, huge. And I was going to be put to sleep because I did not want to be awake for that. So
yeah.
I was, like, going to go under, whatever. So, like, I was, like, telling my coworkers at the time, and then they fucking told me that, like, one of the girls, one of the other assistants that had left before me, she had gone to the dentist, like, a while, like, to get hers taken out.
Yeah.
But only, like, a few months ago. And they fucking did something, and she could not taste. They cut her nerve in, like, her tongue or something.
Motherfucker, what?
Yes, they cut a nerve. Like, or
oh,
they hit,
hell
or they
no.
They hit, like, a nerve or something.
Did she sue?
Well, no, because they tell you that going in, that if they do screw up, you will lose your sense of taste.
Mm-hmm. I never got that memo when I went and got my wisdom teeth out. I would not have risked
they
it.
They show you a little video and everything. You didn't see
no.
They showed me a video before, like, I got them taken out, and I was like, whoa, this is, like, a lot more information than I've gotten when I've gone under for other things.
What?
Like, I got
did you get that premium dental?
I think I did. I had good insurance, like, to do the whole thing and to go under. I think it was only, like, $150.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's when I had good insurance. Oh, I mean, not that I have
to. It's different,
it's
though.
It's just different now. It's not the same. You know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
So, yeah. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And then I was super paranoid that that would happen to me. But then I woke up and I was fine.
Bitch, I would be the bitch that went blind. I would have lost my sense of taste.
I mean,
and your sight.
You wouldn't lose your sense of taste.
No, I would be that girl is what I'm saying. Like, that
okay,
would be me.
But look, bright side of you losing your eyesight. Would have a heightened sense of taste.
Fuck off.
Because all your other taste buds.
You know everything I like to do involves my eyes.
Everything. A lot of things involve your mouth. Like.
That's so rude. Stop it. Can be taken so many different ways.
Yes.
But how would I drive?
You wouldn't, bitch. Why would you need to drive?
That's one of my favorite things to do.
You could be in the car with someone else driving.
You know that's one of my least favorite things to do.
But maybe now you'd have a different appreciation for it because you'd be like, wow, look at me, you know? But look at people, like, look at me.
You're so rude. You're so fucking rude. I'm never getting LASIK. You talked me out of it.
Just get it. I'll get it with you.
I thought you didn't have no problem with your eyes.
I'm saying if they say that I have a problem, which they will not
because
I don't, but if I say, let's just say that I have a problem, let's just say that.
Let's just say that I can't fucking
look,
see.
Look, okay, I'm just saying I am getting older, my vision is not what it was, but I'm still saying that it's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The other day you were like, I have like 20/30 vision.
I said 20/20, you can't have 20/30, I'm not ridiculous, I know.
I'm not ridiculous. Says the person
maybe
who won't go to the eye doctor.
Maybe I have 2019 or 1919. That's how it works.
No.
How do I stuff?
No.
Negative.
You would know if you went to the fucking doctor.
Isn't it like -1, -3? Like, don't you do it?
Can I ask you a question? Like a personal one?
What?
Okay. It's about me. It's about my face.
Okay.
Okay. This is the truth. Okay.
Okay.
Can you tell that I have a lazy eye?
No.
You lived with me for 3 years and you tell. Sometimes I hide it really well, but I'm worried sometimes you can tell. No. I'm like, she's too nice to say anything.
I can't. I sometimes feel like my eye gets lazy, like this one.
Does it go in or out?
Like what?
Like, does it wander or does it go in?
It just feels different than my other eye. I don't know which way it's going. Just not right. Not straight. It's doing something else in my eye.
You know what you should do? Go to the eye doctor.
You go to the eye doctor.
I did, and he told me I'm crazy. But it's like, so
I feel like it's just us because we're like.
No, mine's legit because I had
I've never noticed it.
I had eye surgery. You know that, right?
No.
They like cut in my eye because I had basically a lazy eye where my muscle was so strained because my eyes were so bad growing up. I was straining so hard that it literally pulled my eye. Just,
like, putting some of that stuff onto me.
Oh, that's so rude. Because it hurt me, bitch. So then my eye was so strained that literally the muscle over here, it's weird because it's the same thing that happened to my knee. So I had strabismus repair on my knee.
On the same side?
No, this eye, this knee. Ah. So like right knee, left eye.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened. So essentially like say it's your knee, mm-hmm. your muscle that holds your kneecap in place essentially is at the top like of your thigh. I can't think of the name right now because I'm fucking high.
Yeah.
But if it stretches out, it lets your kneecap like slip. It doesn't have the tension.
And it just keeps on, like,
so moving. It kept moving and it would pop out of place. That's what was happening to my knee. And then I had cartilage damage. So all this thing. And then they had to do this microscopic. Anyway, whole thing. So my eye was called strabismus repair, and the fucking muscle was so worn from me straining my eyes for so long that it was like letting my eye like drift inwards. And so it would like, it would move a little bit because it literally, my eyeball was not pulled tight enough. Like the dumbest way I can explain it. And so like,
it wasn't holding it anymore.
It wasn't holding
it. It gave up.
So they fucking did surgery. They cut in and they fucking fixed it, but they had told me, I swear, when I was younger, that you would have to probably have it again because your eyes will wear again because you're straining, like you still wear contacts and glasses and stuff. And my mom says that didn't happen. She said it did with my knee because knee replacements and things like that, often you have to keep getting them done. So she said they did say that, but she swears they didn't say it about my eye. But sometimes when I'm like taking a picture or when I'm looking in the mirror, I swear I see it, and I don't know if it's just I've grown up with it or like whatever, but I've asked like lately. But someone said it to me the other day in person, and it's the first time someone said that they've seen it in a while, and I can't for the fucking life of me remember who right now. I want to say it was Keith or somebody.
Yeah.
But they kind of like, they weren't mean about it or whatever, but they pointed it out, and I was like, shit, I'm not crazy. But every time I go to the eye doctor, I have an appointment in a week. They tell me like, no, it's reacting, whatever. So I'm like, maybe it's just when my eyes get really, really tired. I've been staring at the screens.
Yeah, or you haven't like slept in a few days. Like,
yeah, and I think that's it. Out. So it's
that might be a trigger because it's like your body and your body's just like fucking giving out already. But if you would just get the right sleep.
Wow. Rest. Again, I'm feeling very attacked right now. You're not.
Yeah.
Not kidding. I'm not. So but I think you're right.
So,
but it's wild.
So now I'll be like,
shit. Now I can't remember if it is my right eye or my left. No, I'm almost positive it's my left eye. Anyways,
it's the eye that feels weird. Okay.
No, that's not how it works.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
Maybe you need strabismus repair. I think I'm saying that right. I'm fucking high.
I am pretty high.
We got off on a tangent, but we usually have, like, a formula to these, but tonight we went on, like, a 2-mile, like, walk with Wilson, and we were like, let's just record, so we're a little fucking high, a little tired, hungry, so we said, fuck it, let's just put a mic in between us and not really have a fucking anything. Agenda, but you know, we do have to talk about fucking this weekend was 420, bitch.
420!
That's our holidays!
Holidays! Okay?
That's it. We're the problematic potheads, and it was 420.
So we brought in 420 by watching Knocked Up. We started it at 12 o'clock on 420. I was going to say 419, but nah. 420. And I love that movie. Let's just say that.
Yo,
that movie is so good.
There's like two jokes that don't hold up that you're like, whew. Because they say like the F word, the not so fun F word. and like stuff like that, but it's still fucking, it's so hilarious, and it's like so weird to see a whole different time of like comedy. It was wild. We fucking watched that, and then, so what we do is we usually smoke, so we smoked right at midnight,
yes,
and launched the movie, and we usually smoke on every 20 of the hour, so like 12, 21, 22, 20, continuing, and then obviously 420, yeah, or both 420s, but we only made it till about 3:20,
yeah,
and then we passed like, out, and then I woke up at like 9, so I did 9:20, and then continued through the day.
Throughout the day.
She, probably at 11? I think you started with me at like 11. 10
yeah,
or 11.
Like 11. Because as soon as I woke up, I started getting high again. And then just continued to get high. And then we took edibles.
We did. We had a day.
And I was drinking because I was trying to get drunk. Bitches, I couldn't even get drunk. Like, I had like 5 drinks that I drank.
Because you were so fucking high.
So high.
And we were all drinking water because we were all so high. Yeah. So you were probably counteracting. That's why I was like, why are you drinking, girl? Like, it's not going
to
do anything.
I was trying to have fun, okay? No, I had a lot of fun.
We had a good day. We watched Tropic Thunder.
Oh, that was so good.
And we watched Old School. You know, I was telling people because people asked today at work, what I did for 420, and I could not remember that we watched Old School. I had to go ask somebody that was there.
I remember until now that you just said Old School, but I remember Tropic Thunder, and then I was like, what did we watch after that? And then I was like, that's the Indie Show? And I was like, no, we watched that yesterday. And then I was like, what did we fucking watch?
Old School. I could not remember it this morning.
Oh, we watched The Princess Bride.
She finally saw it. She did. I recommend that to everyone, and she had not seen it. And I was like, what the fuck?
It was cool. It was so good.
I know.
So
I was so glad. I told people at the lunch table today, and they were afraid you weren't, like, not afraid you weren't going to like it, but they were like, and did she like it? And I was like, fuck yeah, she liked it. Like, duh.
That was ridiculous. Oh, my God.
I love it so much. When he's like, marriage.
Marriage. Okay. I love that he just gives all time. Oh, I can't do it.
Anyways. Great movie. So, our
and 420. Andre the Giant was really good in it.
Yeah. Anybody want a peanut? Oh, God. I was like, that's one of my favorite movies. If I ever get with a dude and he doesn't like that movie, it's over.
It's over.
Like, that's probably one of my make or breaks. 1,000%. Damn. Do you not have one?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No, like, if he didn't like Beetlejuice?
I mean, like, you have issues. But not gonna stop me from watching Beetlejuice.
I'm not saying like that basic. I'm saying like he didn't want to watch it ever. Like he like anytime you're like I want to watch Beetlejuice, because you know we get in the mood to like just watch whatever. If he was just like no, don't I don't want to watch that. Like I hate that movie. Like it wasn't a I don't like it. It was like I fucking hate that movie.
Then you can fucking leave the room because I'm gonna watch the fucking movie. So get the fuck out.
But that's not sustainable. Like, if you have to yell at someone for, like, not liking your favorite movie.
No, if he's going to bring an attitude towards me, then I'm bringing an attitude. But he's just like, I don't like that movie. I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to go to the room and be like, okay, have a nice time over there. I'll see you in about, like, an hour 20. Like,
how long? An hour 27 minutes.
We'll see then. But if he's, like, coming, like, I fucking hate that movie, then I'll be like, then get the fuck out of the house. Like, I don't want you here. But it all depends on what attitude he's bringing towards me, you know? Like, the vibes. Mm-hmm. I'll match
his vibe.
It's not.
What if it's like passive aggressive fighting, to where it's like not that obvious, like you're being real kind to each other, but it's real tense. Have you ever had those fights where it's like we're not in a good place right now?
Yeah, I definitely had those fights.
It was like that, where it's like that kind of vibe, where it's like not mean, but it's not fun.
Okay, you got me on that one. Like, I don't know. Then I don't think we could be together. You know? Like, I don't like tense fighting. I don't like it. I don't like fighting. I don't like it. Like, I feel
what
like...
What kind of fighting?
Any kind of fighting. Any kind of bickering fighting. Just, like, I don't... I know that everybody has it. It's just... Like, it's pointless. What's the point?
But you get real feisty.
Me?!
Yeah! Especially if you're drinking.
That doesn't mean I like fighting. It just means I'm feisty. I got some spice to me. Okay?
Stop. That's the title.
I got some spice.
I got some spice to me.
Maybe I just don't like fighting because I feel like I'm just the better fighter, you know, and I'm gonna win.
It's like not fair to them.
Yeah, it's just not fair to them. Like, nothing you say is really going to hurt me ever, and then that's just going to make you more mad, and then it's going to be like, yo, bro.
I don't, okay, listen, don't laugh. Like, I don't think that I like fighting. You're so rude. I told you not to laugh.
No, but then you said it. I was like, dude, is that what she meant to laugh at? Because I'm going to laugh. Like, that's funny.
You're so rude. I know it's funny.
That's like me saying, I don't like fighting. I don't like fighting. It's just, okay, yeah, sometimes I may get a little too feisty, and sometimes I snap.
We're going to be on snap.
Yeah. People make me snap. It's not that I want to snap. Okay, I'm not going out there looking for a fight. Like, I'm not like, who's going to fight with me? Who's going to fight with me, you know?
Yeah.
The people just, they push me, okay? They push me.
I heard, like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
Yeah, like, don't push me, bro. Like, I'm always on edge, you know. So it's like a little thing, and then I'm, and then you started it, and I don't even know how to get out of that.
And then you got to finish it.
Yeah, because I don't know how to back out of that. So
is that bad though? Because we both do that. So like, what's like? Are we like this tornado that's not gonna stop?
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes if one of us is wilding out, the other one kind of controls. We're not both going crazy at the same time.
That's true.
Yeah,
I can see that. That's a good balance.
Yeah.
You're so rude, you laughed at me so quick.
Because it's a lie.
So rude.
It was not the truth.
A lie.
The lie detector determined that was a lie. Oh, man. Brian swears that he had to pull you out of a fight.
Oh my god.
And then I didn't believe Brian for the longest time, and he would always tell me, and I was like, nah, but I had just got to, like, I was just being introduced to Amanda, like, Amanda going out, Amanda, you know, like, this was when we were getting to know each other.
So, before, like, we had, like, full on open the, like, friendship door, like, door. We don't know. No secret, you know, yeah. Like, this is, like, Maria and I are 1,000%, like, people think we're joking, no. We're 1,000% real with each other.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, like, we don't hide. None of the crazy. None of it. But this was before that.
This was before that. So we were still getting to know each other. And I was like, Amanda, no, whatever. Like, I didn't know. And then I went to emo night with her one time. And then I found out.
That's
and then
right.
I was like, I know. And then I was like, Brian, I feel like Brian's telling the truth. And Amanda's the one that's lying. Okay? So when she says she does not like fighting, that is a lie.
I don't like fighting, but I don't not like fighting if I'm not, like, starting it. Like, I'm not trying to start shit.
That's where I'm at. Like, I'm not trying to start
That's what
shit.
I'm saying. That's why we, like, I think that's why when we both get,
yeah,
like, riled up, it's hard to, like, stop us because it's, like, we don't feel like we're in the wrong.
Yeah.
And it's, like,
You've already pushed me. Like, yeah. You pushed me. Like, so it's I like, was not.
Trying. I was chill. And then you started some shit. Yeah. So it's, like, we can. Like,
and then you thought I was playing. And then I was like, people think we're playing out here, and we're not playing.
We had this discussion this weekend. We were sitting on the couch, and people were like, do they think this is a game?
Like, this is not a game. Like, this is fucking life, bro. Like, this is not a fucking game. Like, we ain't playing out here. Because people kept on asking us what we were doing for 420, and we're like, getting high. And they're like, yeah, but, like, before that. And I'm like,
What
do you, bitch, getting high. Like, I've been getting high since midnight. Like, I don't understand.
They wanted us to go out, y'all.
Yeah, they wanted us to go out, like, do things, cafes and shit.
I was supposed to, like, go to a show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't read right now, let alone put on pants.
Yeah.
So no.
Like, people thought we were playing, and we were just like, we're not playing. This is not a game. This is not a game.
Oh, my God. Yo. What if, because you love Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
What if it was, like, an escape room? Hunger Games, you know, because Hunger Games is essentially, like, an escape room, you know? It's, like, a bunch of traps.
I mean, not really,
because
they're not really escaping anything. They're more, like, trapped on this until they win.
They're escaping death. So,
So true, but not the same.
You're so rude.
But not the same. I mean, I guess because there's all these,
okay,
like, different,
fine,
like, you know,
false equivalency.
Well, I mean, I guess kind of, but it's not, like, you know, enclosed.
I mean, the Hunger Games is an obstacle course.
That's why I'm saying, like, there is, you know.
But not an escape room.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Like, they just escape with their life. Like, they're not escaping
the. But what if it was, like, a weed one? So either you're high and or it's, like, through.
You just go to an escape room, my army. Okay, no, go on. Sorry, go.
Have you ever done an escape room high?
I've never done an escape room.
What?
I don't feel like that's why.
Do you feel like you'll get trapped in there?
Yes. Can't get out. But also, my excuse is, why am I going to pay to be trapped in a room? And then I have to figure a way out? Like, excuse me, I paid you to fucking screw my brain? Like, I don't understand. I'm trying to have fun. This is not fun.
I just see you being dragged. I just see you being dragged to one and, like, sitting in the corner and not participating.
I'm not participating. Like, and that's just expensive. It's like $40. I'm not paying $40. Like, go fucking be trapped in a room. No. And everyone's trying to be the smartest person, like, fucking trying to find clues everywhere. And I'm just like, bros. No. Give me clues.
Do you love watching the escape room people, though? Because it's pretty funky. Like, no, people try to figure out. You've never, like, watched the videos where they, like, oh my god. We should watch some of them. They're so fun. Like, you always have the people fighting over, like, the two smartest, quote unquote, that think they know what the clue is, and they fight.
Be fighting. That's why I'm like, it does not sound fun. It does not. And then I'm pretty sure I'm going to start freaking out if I'm high and be like, are we ever going to get out of this room? And
I'm
then
dying.
And then I'd be like, who is not on these clues? Like, people, find stuff. Well, I'm not doing anything. I'm freaking out. Like,
get me out of here.
Get me out of here. And then that causes everybody to panic, and then we're in a panicked room. And then they finally just let us out.
Panic room.
Oh, shit.
And you're locked inside. Jodie Foster. You know Kristen Stewart's in that movie? She's the kid.
Which one? The girl?
Yeah. That's her. This Twilight.
How old was she?
Like 12? Like 11 or 12. I swear to God, unless I'm fucking high, but now I'm pretty sure I'm correct. We'll look it up.
I don't know.
Okay, we gotta go because I'm so fucking, like, hungry. I need to eat.
Right now.
Okay, so this is kind of just shooting the shit one. We kind of needed this between us. We usually talk about dating life and mental health and depression and stuff, but I think we really needed this, like, chill, high session. So I hope you liked it. Mm. We did. We're going to go eat food now.
Yeah.
Okay, follow us. I am Amanda Moronis at Manda Odang, MandaOhdang. And?
I'm Maria. Maria's a rebel.
Follow us. Share this.
Do it.
And we'll see you next time.
Alright, bye.
Bye. Cut the blue lung pop.